Well, good morning, everyone. Nice to see you. Now, we're turning for our Bible reading to Genesis. We have been studying Genesis, but we're setting aside the study that we have been engaged in today and again tomorrow in order to mark the Jewish Holocaust and learn from that terrible series of events in the Second World War, and of course all other preceding times of persecution of the Jews. Genesis chapter 12 is where we're going to begin our reading. Just a few verses. Genesis chapter 12, and we're reading at the verse 1. And here we are encountering a very great man, Abraham, who was, of course, the father of the Jews. It was from him that the Jewish nation descended. Verse 12, Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, or as he's called here, Abram. He later became known as Abraham. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And we know the Lord will bless to our hearts these few words. Now, as has been stated, today is being marked across the world as Holocaust Memorial Day. And that is because on this date, the 27th of January, 1945, there took place the liberation of a concentration camp, a German concentration camp, in Poland by Soviet troops, Russian troops, advancing from the east towards Berlin. And though the world had had some indication of the cruelty of the German people, I have to say the German people, because the whole nation must, in the eyes of God, be held responsible for what happened to the Jew under the Nazi regime. Though the world had heard something of the cruelty the Jews were suffering and had observed this suffering from the mid-30s onward, as the Nazi regime enacted laws whereby the poor Jew was restricted more and more and more and more in his civil activities, in his business activities, and finally they were just counted as non-citizens with absolutely no rights. And that even descended further where they were treated as less than human, and they were done to death, as some of the Nazi leaders declared them to be, as mere vermin, to be wiped out. The discovery of that camp, called Auschwitz, brought before the whole world the terrible, terrible suffering. In the end, it was calculated that 6 million, that's more than the population of Ireland, indeed it's the population of Ireland plus half of it again, were done to death by the Nazi regime. And so, not from that date, but shortly after that, the world began to commemorate Holocaust Memorial Day. There are all too many who would deny there ever was a Holocaust. So bitter is their hatred still towards the Jewish people. I find myself pressed in my spirit to speak out against the wicked hatred that there has taken place throughout the ages of the Jewish people. That hatred is forecast, prophesied, in the verses that we read together. God said to Abraham, the very first words that he spoke to Abraham, here in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. The Jewish people divide the world. There are those that have good reason to bless God for the Jewish people, and then there are those who in their blindness curse them, hate them. I might say that the hatred of the Jew is born and can only be explained from the fact that the Jew is God's chosen people, and they are hated by those who hate God, by those who hate God. Adolf Hitler hated the Jew. He was a Roman Catholic, and for many, many years, maybe still is taking place, masses were said in Roman Catholic churches for the soul of Adolf Hitler. He was a Roman Catholic, as were many of those of his supporters, if they had any religion at all, who hated the Jew. I find it rather strange that those who would in any way profess to be Christians would hate the Jew. Throughout history, nations that were supposed to be Christian have persecuted the Jew. Even our own nation, in England, there was persecution of the Jew many centuries ago. Not nearly as bad, I'm thankful to say, as took place in other countries, but nevertheless there was that animosity toward the Jew. And where you find darkness and ignorance of God and true religion, ignorance of the Bible, there you will find hatred of the Jew. Now today, I want to say something to you and try to provide reasons for you to love the Jewish people. My subject today and again tomorrow in the will of the Lord is why we should love the Jewish people. Reasons abound for that. But the chief reason, the first one that I'll set before you, is the fact that our Lord Jesus was a Jew. That was his race. That is the nation of which he came. The Lord Jesus was a Jew. He was the greatest of all Jews. He was the purest of all Jews. He was the best of all Jews. But he was a Jew. He was a Jew. We are given the Savior's ancestry in the Bible. We are told in the Bible very clearly that the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ descended from Abraham, the very beginning of the New Testament, the first verse of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1. And the verse 1 tells us, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. He was of Abraham, and he was of that particular branch of the descendants of Abraham that David came off. He was of the tribe of Judah, of the royal house of David. Never forget that. I always find it absolutely amazing, you see, that Hitler, who epitomizes the hatred of the Jew, who could seek the blessing of the Roman Catholic Church upon his activities, and yet hate the Jew that the Roman Catholic Church would profess was headed up by Jesus Christ, the Jew. Such a contradiction. Such a contradiction. Of course, it's no more of a contradiction, indeed it's far less of a contradiction, than the one you find in the scriptures where the Lord Jesus came to his own and the Jewish people hated him. The Jewish people hated the Lord Jesus. Rejected him utterly. Crucified him. Crucified him. They rejected him. And you can see that even in that, a very clear example of that bitter hatred against God and those that bear the name of God. In Romans chapter 1 in the verse 3 we are told, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Again, here's Paul indicating that the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ came from Jewish stock. Romans chapter 9, the verse 45. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Again, there's the tracing of the ancestry of the Lord Jesus. He was a Jew. He came of Israel. And that's the prime reason why you and I should love the Jew. Because God chose that people, that nation, that through them there would come into this world the Redeemer. And if I love the Lord Jesus, I will love that people from whom he, humanly speaking, descended. Then another reason why we should love the Jewish people is that that book you're holding in your hand at this moment, that's a Jewish book. That's a Jewish book. The Jews gave us the Holy Scriptures. God chose the Jews as the means by which he would give to the world the glorious message of salvation. Never forget that. That book you have, that's a Jewish book. That's a Jewish book. You're a Gentile. I trust you're saved. But you're a Gentile. And you're saved today because of the writings of Jews that God inspired them to write and which have come onto the world, including our own land. In Romans chapter 3, in the verses 1 and 2, we read, what advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Or we could read that the words of God. Unto them, unto them. Way back in the Old Testament times, God said this to the infant nation of Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 4, and the verses 7 and 8. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so high unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? The Jew was set apart from all the nations of the world because to him was given the law. To him was given the word of God, and he benefited much by that, as has everyone who in the ages that followed, who embraced the word of God, were benefited and blessed. Here in our land, every home, every family, every individual who has the word of God and who believes it is benefited and blessed above all. One last thing today I want to mention to you. Another reason why we should love the Jew is because that the Jew was the missionary to us here in Europe and indeed to all the world. The words in Mark chapter 16 and the verse 15, which we all know so well, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, was spoken to Jews. Those who went into all the world and preached the gospel to every creature were sent by the Lord Jesus. And they were Jews. They were Jews. We owe our salvation to the preaching of Jews. And for that reason, we must love them. In Acts chapter 16, you have the history of the gospel coming into Europe, into our part of the world. I read you from the verse 8 of Acts chapter 16, and they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. They're in Turkey, to give it its modern name. They were in Asia, on the continent of Asia at this time. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia. That's in the region we know as Greece, that area. And prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called for us to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and so the gospel entered Europe. And it was getting nearer and nearer to Ireland. Here's the hand of God. He's sending the gospel to the nations of Europe. And it came by the hand of a Jew. It came by the hand of a Jew. But it didn't end there. We read in Acts chapter 19 and the verse 21, after these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. Why, that's even further into Europe. Oh, here was the move of the gospel at the hands of God, and it was carried by a Jew. Romans chapter 15, the verse 24. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. He had Spain in mind. We can trace God sending the gospel to us in these words, at the hand of a Jew. Why should we love the Jew? Because our Savior was a Jew. Because the Jews have given us the scripture, and you know, throughout the Old Testament era, they were most carefully preserved at the hands of the Jews. The Jews were most scrupulous in their preserving of the scriptures, and to them we owe the Old Testament particularly. And we should love the Jews because they were God's missionaries with the gospel to us. But it doesn't end there, and we'll come back to the subject tomorrow in the will of the Lord. But please, today, especially today, though every day you should pray for the Jewish people, because God has great plans for them and through them for the world. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but let's bow in prayer. Lord, write your word on our hearts. O God, we mourn the cruelty of men to thine ancient people. We believe it is but an extension of their hatred of thee, Lord. And today we thank thee for thy mercy to us that saved us from that same enmity. For we were the enemies of God until God saved us and changed us and gave us a new heart. May each boy and girl in this gathering have that new heart for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.